Because although it's cute when children tell silly jokes, you also want them to be maybe an actual genuine funny joke. And we're not asking them to make up the jokes. It could be their favourite jokes they've heard.
Yeah.
But yeah, what you need really is, I guess, 5+. And I mean, you can go to any age, but at 10, 11 is, I guess, a good gauge, because after that, they're just a bit too cool. And
yeah,
they're very welcome. I mean, we've had 17-year-olds, 15-year-olds telling jokes, and anyone's welcome. But I totally get that the age of sort of 13, 14, 15, you don't want to be up there telling a kid's joke.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of siblings who've been dragged along because the six-year-old wants to be there. And suddenly they think, oh, this could be fun. I'm going to tell a joke. So, yeah.
Great. It's all inclusive. I'm loving this. I'm really looking forward to it. Well, parents, bring along your children. 1 o'clock, Saturday the 23rd of July for Philip Simon School's Out Comedy Club. How are we doing?
I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I'm at the beginning of this marathon of interviews.
God, you've got a lot ahead of you.
Yeah, very much so. So Charmed, I'm sure. Paddy Young, 16+, 23rd of July at 2:15. So it's an early afternoon slot. Tell us about the show.
So the show is... I mean, to put it very bluntly, the show is an amalgamation of the best stuff that I've gathered over the last few years. I didn't initially have a theme for it. It's sort of slightly surreal, high energy. But it's, I guess if there was a theme about it, it's kind of an everyman's tale of moving to the big city.
Right,
and okay. The trials and tribulations. I kind of didn't plan for it to be that way, but... yeah, a lot of it's sort of centered around when I first moved to London from Scarborough, I had moved into this flat share with all of these people who were just terrible, terrible people. So a lot of the show is detailing each one and right. What makes them so terrible.
and have you seen the show?
Do you know what? I'm terrified that one of them is going to turn up. I've even muted a couple of them on social media so they can't see. Wow. But they it's quite detailed.
Wow. So you're going to go into blemishes and things.
And the thing
that annoyed me was the birthmark.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm chancing my arm here that they're not going to make their way up to Morecambe for the Fringe. That's my gambit.
Oh, I don't know. That's a big gambit, mate. You know, Morecambe is the navel of the UK, as was pointed out. If the UK was going to have a belly button, it would be right in Morecambe.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the centre of the country, geographically speaking, if we include Northern Ireland.
Wow. I mean, it doesn't feel that way when I'm looking at trains.
No, it doesn't. So you came from Scarborough. Are you Scarborough born and bred?
I am, yeah. Well, I was born in the south, but I moved up to Yorkshire when I was very young.
Right.
So I identify as a Scarborian.
Is that what they call?
Think so.
I love that place. I developed a show there, so I spent about 2 weeks in Scarborough doing my 300 show years ago at the Stephen Joseph Theatre. They gave me the rehearsal space for free, and it was just great. I had a great time. It was
it's an amazing theatre.
Yeah, well, and a nice town as well. There was a club, you'll probably remember it. You had to go down a spiral staircase.
Yes, Bacchus.
Yeah, Bacchus, that's it.
I can't believe we're talking about Bacchus. Yeah, Bacchus is... the only, I guess it's the only outwardly like LGBT friendly bar, but yeah. it's also the only place that isn't completely horrible that's open after 1 a.m. Yeah, the spiral staircase. And shout out Sue, because Sue works the door there.
Shout out to Sue.
What? Also, don't want to get anyone in trouble here, but it was also when we were teenagers, it was the place we knew we could get into without ID. And I was once there and Sue said, we're going to have to kick you out. And I said, why? And she said, oh, one of your teachers from school is here and told me that you're 16. I never knew who it was. I never found out. God, Bacchus, what a place.
Yeah, no, it was great. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, that was after a hard day's rehearsing. That was where I went to sort of concentrate right in the next 5 minutes for the day after.
Fantastic.
Brilliant. So London is treating you pretty well, man. Your CV is growing and growing. You've got TV spots. You've got, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm part of the show sort of covers this, which is I love it down here. It's got absolutely everything. It's just a very, very cruel place. And it's, I think the thing that I talk about it quite a bit in my show. I think the thing that I struggle with about London is it's got everything, but everyone around me is just so wealthy. I feel like things are going well, but at the end of every month, I'm like, right, how am I going to do? And then yet the people around me seem to be like fourth in line to the throne, but everyone's sort of like cool. Like, because in Scarborough, you sort of knew who the rich people were.
Yeah.
Because they lived in that part of town. Whereas here, it's a lot harder to tell. People sort of disguise themselves as regular civilians, and then something comes up and you go, oh my God, you're so rich. So that really is something that I really don't want to be that sort of bitter Yorkshireman in London who's just complaining about
the wealth around you.
But I find myself after 3 pints, that's all I'll talk about, and everyone just zones out.
Yeah. 3 pints, you're doing all right yourself. Last time I was in London.
Oh no, don't be one of those northerners. Please don't be one of those northerners.
I am 2 pints, right? And I said to the bar lady, and one for yourself, me and me mate, 2 pints of beer, handfuls, £17.90.
you can't be saying one for yourself in London. But don't fall into the trap of being that northern person who complains about the price of beer, because it makes us sound. You know what? You're one step away from bragging about tap water. That's the other thing northerners do in London, is they go on and on about the London tap water as if like that's something that we should be proud of. Water. Is that our cuisine?
Tastes nothing like the decent water from home. Yeah, yeah, I know. It's hard. See, I didn't want to be the local yokel. Small town guy in the big bad city, but £17.90, I couldn't help it. It just flew out of my lips. Three drinks.
Yeah.
2 pints of Hample and one for yourself. So unless you got a quadruple gin, which is also a possibility. But anyway, I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to hijack the energy with that. So. Your hopes and dreams. Oh, have you got any representation? Have you got an agent?
Yes, I've got. I do like voiceovers and bits and bobs like that. I've got an agent for that, but I don't have a representation for comedy. That's kind of something I'm in the middle of at the moment. Speaking to a few people and inviting people to the show, so hopefully that will come through soon. But I was an actor first, and so I'm kind of not in a rush to get the first person. I'll just see what comes up when it comes up. But I think it's kind of different with comedy because I think you've kind of got to be a self-sustaining model before that comes along.
Yeah.
So that's the real challenge is,
sustaining yourself,
being able to flog tickets. I'm starting a night in London. I'm really excited for The Fringe and I'm really excited for this show. Yeah. When we started previews back in January, I just, looking down the barrel of a 45-minute show just seemed a bit of a stretch, but it's amazing how much it opens you up as a performer and how much more you can do. And I really enjoy doing, you know, leaving spaces for things to happen within the crowd, and that's, you've just got so much room in a full-length show.
You really have.
So you've got, it's all just there for the taking. So I'm really excited for Morecambe. I'm really excited for Edinburgh. It's just a lot. It's just a lot of time to be able to do what I want. And I think it's going to be a good show. I thought the last preview was really fun. I've got no idea what Morecambe's like. I've never been.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, do you know what I'm doing? Shall I tell you what my plan is?
Go on.
This might be a bit mad. So me and some friends, we've not seen each other for a long time. And one of them, he's really into camping. So our plan is we're going to go up to Morecambe. I think we're going to camp somewhere in the Lake District for the weekend. And I'll do my show in between the camping. I don't know if that's mad.
No. I mean, the thing is, so where Morecambe is, you've also got the bay. You've got the Lake District up there, which is 20 minutes away on the train from Lancaster. So that's easy enough. But also, you've got like the Laurel and Hardy Museum in Ulverston, and you've got Barrow, which is where all the big nuclear sheds are, where the submarines are being built, which is a less thing. But that train journey is really, really beautiful. As that train journey, I don't know how close you are to your friends, but this is one of the most romantic train journeys in the world.
Well, we can always get closer.
That's it. Guys, I brought the champagne and the sandwiches. We're going to enjoy this train journey because it just goes around the bay. It's gorgeous. Oh. It's really... You can just spend an afternoon on the train, get off at Ulverston, go to the Laurel and Hardy Museum, because that's where Stan Laurel was born.
Right.
Which is really lovely. They've actually got the bed that he was born on.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is. But it's still got the stains. No, it's not. But they have got the bed there, which I thought was weird. And then I was trying to see if they still had the stains on them. But then I got kicked out. No, I didn't.
Oh, great. Oh, I'll have to check that out. So no, Morecambe to Ulverston?
Morecambe to Ulverston, yeah. You can go Lancaster, basically. Lancaster's 10 minutes away on the train. And then from there is wherever you go. Up to Edinburgh, you're 2.5 hours away, and you're 2.5 hours away from London.
Mm-hmm.
But you're... it sounds like you're on the up, man. So you're inviting all of the agents up in Edinburgh, I assume, to have those conversations with you and to see your show. Where's your show on it, up in Edinburgh?
It's at the Gilded Balloon, Paterhouse.
Great.
We're there.
It's awesome.
Thank you.